turn.
Naresh.
Yes,
hello.
Sean. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very good, sir. How have you been? Have you been at home?
I'm at home. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. No, I just wanted to follow up with you. I know that I sent out an email when we spoke earlier in the week.
Yeah, I saw the email, and it looks okay. Can we go without the umbrella this time? Because my wife thinks it's a waste, you know.
Well, you're a financially savvy guy, right? So you've come very far and you're living on your nest egg, right? So one of the biggest wealth eroding factors to you would be a catastrophic claim that leads to a liability and you have to liquidate your assets to pay someone else's medical expenses or injury to their property.
Okay, let's leave the umbrella alone. On the auto, you're going to do something better, you know. Try what you can.
It's, you know, pretty simple. It's just one car, right? So
yeah,
we know that we know that you two are retired, and it's a pleasure.
Yeah,
actually,
we're looking in the market to get another one too.
You
know,
buying another car.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, when are you looking to buy your next car?
I don't know. Sometime this month, you know. I'm looking for a good deal on a used one, actually.
And is the brand important to you?
It's Mercedes.
Mercedes, okay.
Yeah.
What class of Mercedes?
E-class.
E-class, okay.
Sean, it's where the good deal is, actually, to be honest with you.
You already have your eyes.
If I get an S class at the price of an E class, of course I'll go for the S class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then if there's a C class, that's the price of an E class, then I will not take both of them.
You know, the beautiful thing about recessions, Naresh, is, you know, cash is king. So I know.
So that is why I'm looking around to practically steal one. If I can.
I think that will be a possibility for those who need to get rid of an asset like that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking around. I'm not going to do it in a hurry. You know, it could be maybe in a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's not you know.
Oh, actually, no. I might have a seller for you.
Yeah, what kind?
Well, one of my clients, he just custom built a house. He's downsizing his vehicle collection. He's, you know, exclusively buys Mercedes, and slowly but surely he's been selling them. And at the moment, let's see what he's got. Well, actually, he sold most of them. He's still got a 2009 Mercedes.
Actually, I go to Mannheim. You know what is Mannheim?
No, what is Mannheim?
Mannheim is the auction place in Pennsylvania. It's about 3-hour drive, and that's where all the dealers, Mercedes dealers, sell their cars, you know? Like when they need to raise the money, yeah, it's the end of the month, the guy's got to pay, you know, $2 million or $500,000 or $1 million. So he says, okay, you know, I mean, the business might not be that good, you know, so he sells a few cars in the auction. So that's when you normally get a good deal. Sometimes you can get a S-Class with maybe about 10,000, 15,000 miles on it, which is like a one-year lease or something, for 25,000, 30,000 below the sticker. And with factory warranty and the whole thing, you know.
Wow. You know, I would never buy the G-Wagon brand new.
No, I don't like the G-Wagon. I don't like it looks like a box, you know.
I like it. I like it a lot. I want one, but you gave me an
idea. Want me to keep an eye on for that one for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, no problem. You know.
So, yeah, just bring me your vehicle when you have it. I know I'll ask my buddy. He has currently a 2016 Mercedes GL class and a SL550.
No, the SL, that's a two-seat. That's a sports one. I don't want a sports one.
Mm. Yeah, so you want the E-Class.
Yeah, I want something which is a four-door, you know, a sedan where I cannot go crazy.
That would not be good. Your insurance agent probably would not like that.
My wife wouldn't like it.
So there's a little bit of a trade-off, right? I think the auto insurance is nominally more expensive, but the fact that you're packaging it together with this solution is virtually cutting your home insurance bill in half. I think it's worth it. Well worth.
Okay, so, you know, get a good rate on that and we'll go ahead with it.
Very good, sir. If you check your email later in the day, by the end of the day, I'll have the document set up and we'll just terminate.
We have till the 19th. I was thinking the 10th. It's actually the 19th.
Yeah, and I'm going to be out of town that week. I'm taking the family to Cancun for some sunshine.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you know, but this weather that we're having here is pretty nice. I've been going outside and jogging every day, but 2 weeks ago it was unbearable.
No, I think last 5-6 days have been good.
I liked it.
Before that, it was horrible.
Maybe we'll get an early spring.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be good for another 4 or 5 days, they say. Then it's again getting cold.
And then, yeah, who knows beyond that. So I guess I'm glad I'll be somewhere warm. So at least we'll have taken care.
When do you leave?
I leave the, not next week, but the week after.
Okay. All right, we'll put this thing to bed before you leave.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
It won't take long, but I'll make sure we have all our in a row.
Yeah. No problem. Send me the email. And why don't you go into risk management also, insurance policy?
I mean, that's basically what we do, you know, outside of the personal insurance that we offer for normal, everyday people.
I am being asked to go to this company called Gallagher, you know?
Yeah, Gallagher is well known. We offer consulting services to mid-sized businesses.
Listen, for my lotto project, there is insurance available from all kinds of sources, and Gallagher is one of the big people, you know. But why don't you try to work out something, you know?
Well, you know, I like being
people.
In the driver's seat.
Huh?
I like being in control. So, you know, probably Gallagher is who I would want to sell my agency to when we're ready to sell the business.
Oh, okay.
But I would not go work for someone else at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, like if you know the people, that's what I meant, you know. Because I don't want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody who I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why if there's an existing business relationship, then it kind of helps, you know?
Is this for the app that you were working on?
Yeah. I've got the whole thing all ready and everything, you know? The app is pretty much ready, you know, few finishing touches here and there. And the insurance people will guide us to who are the reputable web hosting people for this kind of business.
I got you.
You know, because this is going to be an entirely app-based worldwide. $1 billion.
How far away are you from launching?
I could do it within 60 days.
Interesting. I'd like to hear, the success once you're ready to launch.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know on that. But, you know.
That sounds good, buddy.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'll let you get on with your day, and we'll chat again
soon.
I'll
look forward to your email today.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.